Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 17, lows of 11. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 17, lows of 11. Wednesday we can expect light showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 16, lows of 11. Thursday we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 15, lows of 11. And Thursday we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 15, lows of 13. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Idle Fight News this week, the Idle Fight Council's annual report, highlighting services, projects and achievements in 2019 and 2020, was formally presented by Council Leader Dave Stewart. The report features high points and progress made against the corporate plan across a range of council activities, including innovations within adult social care, recognised as national best practice for getting people home from care settings much quicker than ever before. Ofsted recognition of special educational needs and disability, a significant reduction in rough sleeping with 302 homeless preventions, 376 people supported to live independently, the extension of the council's popular green waste collection service, trading standards interventions which have saved £450,000 for consumers, and the success of the island's bid to host the final leg of Tour of Britain cycle race in 2022. Councillor Stewart said, "At the core of our achievements and our ambition is the delivery of our strategic vision for the Isle of Wight to be an inspiring place in which to grow up, work, live and visit." Meanwhile, Whitelink has launched its new website designed to make it easier for customers to book cross-island travel and encourage holidaymakers to choose the Isle of Wight. The new site at www.whitelink.co.uk is faster to use and more straightforward to navigate. It has been designed with mobile first in mind, as users now access the website in more ways than ever. Right from the start of development, the ferry company asked a wide range of people to give their opinions on the previous website and suggest improvements. They included commuters, regular travellers and mainlanders who had never taken a ferry before. The design team also sought advice from Whitelink staff who worked closely with customers. Many of these people went on to road test the first draft site. Stuart James, Whitelink's Marketing and Innovation Director, says, "Our new website has been designed by our customers in collaboration with our web developers, and it has been invaluable to gain their insight into how they search for information. For example, one piece of feedback from customers is that it could take a while to locate our timetables. Now there is a link to them on the top of every web page." And finally, an Island Line Depot team is celebrating success at the National Rail Awards. Island Line, which is part of the South Western Railway network, were awarded highly commended in the Fleet Excellence category. The honour recognises a small depot team at Ryde St John's for their hard work and ingenuity, as well as their relationship with local suppliers on the Isle of Wight. South Western Railway's Managing Director Mark Hopwood said, We're committed to improving the railway for the communities we serve, but we can only deliver first-rate journeys thanks to the innovative ideas and hard work of our colleagues. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. 1. Olivia Newton-John, who's a pop singer. 2. Nate Parker, who's a drummer. 3. Buddy Murphy, who's a wrestler. And 4. James Blake, who's a pop singer. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, I'll tell you in a little while. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 20th of September 1519 was when an expedition led by explorer Ferdinand Magellan set off on the first successful circumnavigation of the globe. The five-ship expedition set off from Spain, returning in just under 3 years. Magellan's ship, the Trinidad, survived the trip, but Magellan, unfortunately, did not. The 21st of September 1866 was when famous science fiction author H.G. Wells was born. Some of his works include The Invisible Man, which was originally published in a newspaper, The Time Machine, which contained the first use of time travel in fiction, and alien invasion story War of the Worlds. Several of H.G. Wells' publications have been adapted into films, and he is often credited as the father of science fiction. In 1938, a radio adaptation of War of the Worlds convinced thousands of people that aliens were actually invading Earth, which led to many calls to the authorities. This was completely unintentional, and measures were introduced to prevent this happening ever again. On the 25th of September 1066, the Battle of Stamford Bridge occurred, not the football stadium, a place in Yorkshire. The battle was between Harold, who was King of England, and the Vikings, who were assisting William of Normandy in trying to overthrow Harold. The advance of Harold's forces was delayed by one Viking, who was blocking a bridge that was the only means of crossing to the main Viking force. The main battle lasted for many hours before Harold was eventually victorious. However, only 3 days later, Harold needed to turn his forces around and march to Hastings in order to fight William of Normandy. This, of course, didn't end so well. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is wonguim, W-O-N-G-U-I-M. It's a noun meaning a boomerang of a type which returns to its thrower. We had many opportunities of seeing the wonguim thrown by native experts. It originated from the early 19th century from the Aboriginal languages Wafa-Wurrung and Woi-Wurrung, and from the word wanguim. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now!
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who had their birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you their ages and years of birth. Number 1, Olivia Newton-John, who was born in 1948 and is age 72. Number 2, Nate Parker, who was born in 1996 and is 24 years old. Number 3, Buddy Murphy, who was born in 1988 and is age 32 years old. And finally, James Blake, who was born in 1988 and is age 32 years old. I'll give you more famous birthdays next week. Bye for now!
In Isle of Wight news this week, patients could be forced to wait over a year for surgery at the Isle of Wight NHS Trust. One concerned resident has been told the waiting list for orthopaedic surgery at St Mary's Hospital, Newport, was 60 weeks long, more than 3 times the maximum waiting time, which is 18 weeks, as laid down in the NHS Constitution. The resident said, "The waiting list is grown weekly, meanwhile patients have to suffer in silence. A raft of measures are being brought in and considered at the island's only hospital, including extra scanners and more clinical teams, but the outlook for patients needing inpatient or day surgery is not bright. Chief Executive Officer of the Trust, Maggie Oldham, said at a board meeting, "I want to reassure our community we are forced on recovering those services we were instructed to stop earlier in the pandemic. We do have backlogs and I apologise to those who are experiencing longer waits for their treatments." Meanwhile, an Isle of Wight teenager has been arrested on suspicion of being in possession of a Class A drug with intent to supply. Hampshire Constabulary says a 14-year-old was detained on Newport High Street this week. Arresting officers seized a bag of white tablets, which are suspected to be Class A drugs. The boy has been bailed until October 19th. Police say further inquiries continue. And finally, Sir Ian Cheshire, Chair of Barclays Bank UK PLC and former CEO of Kingfisher PLC, will join leading business owners and managers of Isle of Wight companies as a guest speaker at the forthcoming LinkedIn Local Isle of Wight Live event. The latest in a series of online sessions that bring members of the island's business community together to meet the people behind the profiles will take place on Thursday 8th of October. This 11th event will see Sir Ian Cheshire deliver business insights and reflect on his career, in addition to taking questions from those attending. LinkedIn Local Isle of Wight Live was launched in April of this year by Dale Haworth, Chris Court and Jonathan Thornton as an extension of their already popular LinkedIn Local face-to-face events to further support those in business in these unprecedented times. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.